sit over at Saul's Cinema. Don't make any excuses for repeating something. We'll start from a different place. We'll come back to it. Yidua in Musa Yeshivas, Kelm, and other places. Their Oymed, Yosef HaTzadik gets sold. The Pasuk says, "Bechuvin Imkerli Shmeilim." The Seif Dover was he changed hands several times. Midyanim Seicherim Shmeilim. Shmeil Midyanim, Midyanim Mitzrayim. Yes, Seif was Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says that he traveled with them on the camels of Malayim, Noisim, Nechayis, but Sri Balayt, Hochem, Lahirim, Mitzrayim. Nechayis, but Sri Balayt. Sri is from the Pteris, one of the Samamei Pteris. Rashi brings a Chazal. Loma Pirsama Kosov as Masan. Why would the Torah publicize the wares that they were bringing on the camels? Loidia matn scharm shel tzaddikim. This is a special schar for Yosef HaTzadik. She'ein darko shel arviim losis el nef ve'itron she'reichara. They typically carry tar, terrible smell. Zen is damnu b'som shel yuzu me'reichara. They have Yosef, so min hashamayim the Arabs are carrying things that they typically don't carry. Kan chazal, moridik chazal, posit, beautiful. Frank the Velt Akash, I heard this in Nevardik, the Shkir then of Nevardik, or Brook, or Hatsim Brook, the Shiore Knesset Agdoyle Noch from Europe. And he asked like this: you take a child, I'll paraphrase, I'll use a different muscle perhaps. Take somebody, imagine somebody, Rahmana Litzlan, they kidnap somebody. Somebody gets kidnapped. There's a home invasion in the Hamish community Friday. Rahmana Litzlan, somebody gets kidnapped. Yeah, they throw him in a car. Today, a lot of the cars have them hanging in the front because of a good smell, right? Instead of that, they had something that smelled badly in the car. So what would it make a difference to the kidnapped victim who's in terror for his life? He has no idea what the future holds. But it makes a difference to him if that good-smelling thing is there, that scent-laden thing is hanging in the front, or it just smells badly, it's just a bad smell in the car. Does it make a difference? Take a seat. Does it make a difference to Shteitzimunah? What's the Hava meaning? You're taking Yosef HaTzadik, he's 17 years old. He's ripped away from his parents, from his father. He lives in Gan Eden atah. Put it there. On top, underneath, whatever you want. He lives in Gan Eden atah. He sits and learns at Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, whatever he learned in Yeshiva Shem Weber, is busy giving to Yosef. There's a Messiah being learned to. They live in Eretz Yisrael. Everything Shayach. It's Gan Eden Mamash. They rip him away with the words Goyim, and he's on the way to Mitzrayim. Memta Shari Tumah. There is no future. The future is terrible. Who knows if he's going to survive? And if he survives, how is he going to survive? How is he going to be a Yid? He's 17 years old. Without his father, without being in Eretz Yisrael, without anything, without any support, seven, any communications. Does it make a difference what it smells on the way down? Who thinks about that? What does he care? So Navardik, he said over, really, the Yisraelis started from Kelm. They said over that, yes, it's true. Somebody gets, unfortunately, a klap. If somebody, Rahman al-Litzlan, if somebody gets his car stolen, a car, whatever it's worth, several thousand dollars, right? Old car, 10, a new car, 20, whatever the car is worth. And he had in the glove compartment, he had $20 of cash, petty cash. So is he fazorked about the $20 in cash, or is he fazorked about the car? Now that he's fazorked about the car, he has daigus about he lost this car. Does he care that it's the car plus the $20 in cash? Even in the police report, he's going to say, I lost the car, I want to claim a car, plus I have $20 in cash and coins. It's nothing. Why is it nothing? Because to human beings, $20,000 or $20,000 and $20 is very little difference. That's because we are not strictly midas amis. We're human beings. We round it off. But in Rabbeinu Shalaylam is Midas Emes, Chaysamish Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The Rabbeinu Shalaylam is perfection mamish, something we can't be masih. If the Rabbeinu Shalaylam has to hit somebody, and whenever the Rabbeinu Shalaylam hits somebody, it's because that person has to get a hit. He has to get a slap. But that slap that's nigzar on him is because of X, Y, and Z. He will get that patch according and exactly what the patch has to be. But one iota beyond what the patch is, it's not shayach it can happen. Because it's the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. It's not shayach, just like Shabbos came when it looked like it was Shabbos in Bria Sa'il. Because it's the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Rabbeinu Shalaylam is mitzamtim as the koich ha-tzimtzum. To get it exact. So yeah, it's not shayach does it. Shalom the Gemara, shayach tzimtzum b'day adam b'chol. It's not shayach for us to get it to that level. A Rabbeinu Shalaylam can and must. So somebody deserves to have something. He's going to have what he's supposed to have, and not an iota, not a mashu more. If he has a mashu more, it's not Bnei Shemayim. It can't be Bnei Shemayim because it can't be the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. I know we say in davening, Hanoisin Shelek Katsomer. The Rabbeinu Shalaylam gives Shelek Katsomer. What's the pshat? That the belt says pshat. There comes a snow. You're out there caught in a snow blizzard. It's cold and it's bothersome if you're in the snow. But if you have a good, thick, heavy wool coat, you're protected. Hanois is shelig, the revenge is as much snow as katsomer, according to the ratio of the wool coat you're wearing. You get what you're supposed to get and what you can handle. You don't get any more than you're supposed to get. You don't get any more than one can handle. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom giving it. It's not Stam coming. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom giving it. So Ibazai, Yosef Atzadi goes down to Mitzrayim. Everything is nigzer min hashamayim. Whatever the reason is, it's nigzer min hashamayim. He has to go. He has to go with Gefer L'chagoyim. He has to go down. It's nigzer on him. He has to be ripped away from Yaakov Avinu. He has to leave Eretz Yisrael. He has to stop being in Yeshiva. It's nigzer. He has to go to Amokim Tumah. It's nigzer. He's going to be an Eved. Everything's nigzer. But more than what's nigzer is not shaykh it can happen to him. Whether it's to us not of any consequence, if not of any consequence, if it's meaningless to us and not meaningless, it's not relevant. What's relevant is the Rabbeinu Shalom here. And the Rabbeinu Shalom gives exact. Memela, to have a bad smell on the way, that extra bit of discomfort, that does already too much. The line stopped there. It's not shaykh. It's not shaykh he should get. That's what they said in Kelly. But the teeth cut of what it is. Okay, murder. That's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're mocking that's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that Rabbeinu Shalom, after all, you walk outside, you see the Rabbeinu Shalom's Baruch Shemayim Oretz. What does it take to realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom's Baruch Shemayim Oretz? The states of the Rabbeinu Shalom controls Schar and Oynish. Adik Dukla Shemamish to the cleanse the dikta to the smallest fraction. Fine. But what lamais does that mean for us? No, there's a tremendous enough for me. What's enough for me? A person's Rachmana Litzlan and Atzar. He's an Atzar. Ferlich Atzar. Bench gets dragged away. Let's go back to our Moshul. Bench gets dragged away. He's kidnapped. It's a speeding car getting out of your safe area. And you know, you're beyond, they're already beyond the safe area. And you're finished. You're nowhere close to home anymore. You're taken away. There's no communication. But the moment you hear a noise upstairs, you pick up your head. You see there's a helicopter. Through the helicopter window, you see your father waving to you. What do you feel at that point? You feel a lot better. Might be somewhat confused. What's going to be here? There's somewhat of an anxiety, but it's not the same. Nothing compared to what you have. Your father's with you. He sees you. He's there. He's not letting go. He knows exactly where the kidnappers are. He's tracking you. He's there. It's Meir Dikadavel. How does a person know? A person's takeaway. He's in a matzah of tzara. Whatever it is. Chmandel Hassan. Whatever. We can conjure up plenty of tzaras. But if a person realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and looking at him and is behind him and everything's controlled in Shemayim, there's a whole different approach to his matzah. How does a person know Rabbeinu Shalom is there? Yosef Atzadi goes down to Mitzrayim. It's terrible. He goes down with Yishmaelim, who are known to bring things schayra that smells terribly. And somehow, they're carrying things that are bechlal not shayach to them. Summon. What does Yosef understand from that? Yosef Atzadik immediately understands the Rabbeinu Shalom is here. That's the tifkeit of. The tifkeit of not having any more than he deserves is that there's something obvious that's not possible for a human being to have. It's not possible. If it's not a human tzara, how is it stopping over here? Why isn't it the normal tzara? Then it should be smelling things here, things that don't smell good. And if it's not, it's min hashamayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom is here. The Rabbeinu Shalom is here. Oh, it's a whole different matzah. It's a whole different matzah. I have nothing to be afraid of. The yisoid of this nekuda of seeing the Rabbeinu Shalom there was the yisoid of Ima Enochi Batzara. That nekuda, when a yid sees an atzara, and he looks and he's ma'ayin in his matzah, and he sees an open Yad Hashem, that's what Yosef Tzadik saw. Completely different understanding of the matzah. It's a completely different mahalach, how to conduct yourself throughout that matzah. The nafkamina is immense. What was the nafkamina? The ksav soifer in a tshuva points out, there's a gemara that says, Eina shchina shayre el mitach simcha. Gemara says in Shabbos. And we find that Yosef Tzadik had shchina shayre. He was able to have Ruach HaKodesh, Hashem Itay, all the time. Hashem Itay, he's Pesach HaLoimah, he's successful beyond the norm. Hashem Itay, in Shechina Shere. Shechina Shere, his bracha in the homes, wherever he was. He was in the home by Tifa, his bracha Shere there. He goes to jail, his bracha Shere there. Hashem Itay, how's it, child? And he says, Ruach, there's Shechina there. Shechina there? In a Shechina Shere, on Tech Simcha, it's up to Ksav Seifer, it's Mucha, that he was the Simcha. How's it shaykh? He should be besimcha. How could he be besimcha? He left Yaakovino torn away, kidnapped. He has no idea what the future holds. Because he sees the Rabbeinu Shalom is with him. That's right. Because he notices this chazal, how important this Rashi is. Because he sees that he's not alone. Not stomach persons with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai v'chvei rabatzai is with him. V'chvei rabatzai is with him. Oh, what a simcha tzuma. The Rabbeinu Shalom is chaperoning me down here. It's a terrible place, but the Rabbeinu Shalom is with me. I can't go wrong. And he sees Vaitaslachim. Constantly, the simcha doesn't give up. He's mamish the simcha. Yes, shchina shayre, mamish shchina shayre. What a limit it is for us. No, we're not Yosef Tzadik. But if one opens his eyes and he sees whatever matzah he's in, you see mamish Yad Hashem. And mamish a person is Yad Hashem. Bumagate, bumashtek. You see Yad Hashem. And we mentioned Hashal Shudas, there's a yid here, Choshmi yid to Yerushalayim. I remember enough, his father was a dying from the Bay of the Haredis. He saw the Choshmi yid, Elter yid, comes here from his kail. And he's sitting in the kail, in the Ksiv Shukail. He didn't feel well. Or he was in Beisuda, Shubh Shul. They had to call on Shabbos, they had to call Matsola, and eventually an ambulance, and called an ambulance, went to the hospital, had a heart attack. And he had the best care, he told me. Mamish the Yid is a Balmadrega B'chlal. What he's out. He told me B'simcha how the Rabbeinu took care of him, how he had to have a heart attack, and B'rachme Hashem was done here. It was done here where there's so much more care. He never imagined such care. Went to a room, nurses taking care of him, attendants. Mamish, all his height, the care and concern over here, B'chlal of the community, and everybody, the doctors, the staff, how he's taking care of him. Mamish, the follow up. Rabbeinu Shalom takes care. A person sees Be'ez Tzara, how the Rabbeinu Shalom himself is there. Be'ez Tzara, you see Rabbeinu Shalom is there. How the Rabbeinu Shalom is there. Mamash. The worst case of Tzara is, you see the Rabbeinu Shalom is there, you have a whole different gefil. You have a whole different gefil. A whole different gefil. I heard from a Yid concert who was in concentration. The worst times. They tried to make a life for themselves. Terribly depressing, terrible, terrible. But they're a group of chassidus shechevra, rish chaydish, no food, no tish, no rebbe, no beis medrash. They decide, but one thing they could do, they're alone, they'll sing a niggun. They together quietly, they sang a niggun. They got caught up in their niggun, they wouldn't watch the door close enough. And the camp elder, the Nazis, Yimach Shimon, had appointed over each group of Jews, they took a Jew who had no shaykhs to other Jews, usually an assimilated Jew, usually be somebody who hated religious Jews or hated other Jews, Baklav, who had no Jewish identity, who Fakir identified with the Germans more, and have him in charge. So he'd master on them and he would himself hit them and torture them. And this German assimilated Jew, who's the camp elder, bird walks in. They freeze. He told me himself. The camp elder demanded, who's singing? Everybody froze. Nobody wants to say a word. This one person stood up and said, okay, I said. He took me to take the fall. Motions him out. And he figures to see it. Mama's ready to save Hebrew. But this German said to him, what were you doing there? Before he disciplined him, and discipline can mean anything, from a whip to a bullet. He said, what were you doing? He said, it's Rish Chayyush. What is that? Remember, an assimilated German Jew knows nothing. What is this? He says, well, to explain it to you, I'm going to have to go back a long way. He says, I want to hear. Tell me, what is going on? I can't understand how a bunch of people are condemned to be in a concentration camp or busy singing. What is this all about? I can't understand this. Explain it a little bit. A little bit more. Seifta was, not only did he spare him, in secret, they found a chumash in the discarded pile, and they made a chumash seifta together that this one, the chassidus yid, should teach this German assimilated Jew what Yiddish guy is. And as the time of concentration wore on, this assimilated Jew saved this chassidus yid's life. Eventually, this assimilated Jew, Nebuchadnezzar himself, was killed in the war, and this other Jew lived to tell the tale and establish a family in 30 days from Yid. The Eibishter is there. The Eibishter, you see the Rebbeinu in the worst places, but a person sees the Rebbeinu, you don't lose hope. You don't lose hope. The Rebbeinu is there. One doesn't have to go to concentration camp to realize that. The Rebbeinu is everywhere. A person just realizes. That's what this Rashi is so important to tell us. Such an insignificant detail. No, it's so significant. It's so significant to let us know. Well, this you understand the Medrash. I'm going to take a Medrash. A Medrash that says that Ashrei HaGever, Apostle Ashrei HaGever, Shesom Hashem Eftachai, Zei Yosef. Praiseworthy is the person that believes in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Like Panel Rehovim, and didn't go turn to the powerful people. Zei Yosef, that said two words to the Sarah Mashkin. He said, please remember me. He told him, Kim Zechartani, Vihizkartani. And for that, I had to sit an extra 2 years in jail. Break the Velta Kasha. What is this Medrash coming to do? Is the Medrash coming to praise Yosef or condemn Yosef? Coming to praise Yosef, wonderful. Ashrei HaGever Shesom Hashem Eftachai, about Bitochen is Yosef. And then it ends up like Panel Rehovim, Zei Yosef. It said two words and sat in jail because he wasn't by them. Which way are you going with this? You say something, neighbor. The Devei Cheskel, the Shinner Verov, the Beis Halevi, by the Misnagdim, say exactly the same word. It's exactly the same way. One Shabbos there at Stroll, here's with Abacher. The Rabbi I was going to said this word with the Tish, the Rosh Hashiva said it by Chumash. Exactly the same word. One's a B'shem the Rechazko, one's a B'shem Beisalim. What's the word? What is wrong? We all know, we all do Hishtabas. We all do Hishtabas. Not only that, we spoke about this a few weeks ago. We're chayiv to do Hishtabas. It's a chiv. Chiv to Hishtabas. You have to do Hishtabas. We spoke about it at length, though. One has to realize that a shtab is like putting on tefillin and putting on tzitz. You do it. What happens afterwards, that's out of your hands. You do your shtabas. You do your shtabas, and your Baishal helps. You do your shtabas. Erez does a shtabas, the shidduch comes. Does it have to directly do with what he did? Lav dafka. They fall in here from Chicago. They used to help. Yeah, you have to dab. That's your shtablis. You do a shtablis. You call shetchonim. You do. And then a shtablis. That's a shtablis. But what exactly happens? It comes from a different place. Yosef, now how much a shtablis should a person do? You can do a lot of a shtablis. You can lose. You can work from 7 in the morning to 11 at night. You can work less. What a shtablis should you do? The answer depends on who you are. Depends on your bitachon. According in ratio to your level of bitachon, that's the level of a shtablis you do. The more bitachon you have, the less shtablis one does. The more bitachon, the more shtablis. Now, each person has to work their way up. You work your way up as you go through life. You work your way up. It has to be real. Don't fool yourself. You have to be real. And you work on yourself, your level of bitachon, your level of bitachon, you do less shtablis. Where's that to do shtablis? And you have to do shtablis honestly with you where you're holding. Person can't say, okay, I'm a shtablis. No, you're not really a shtablis. You're not really Mishadal. I mean, the guy doesn't go to work. He's in the middle of davening. I'm not saying this is wrong. He's in the middle of davening. He says, yeah, I don't have to go to work. I don't have to do anything. I did a shtablis already. They run and tell me how the traffic cop is outside. You're going to get a $20, $40, whatever the tickets are today. Today, they're more probably. $60 ticket. You're going to get on your car. He runs out middle of davening. He's talking to Rabbi Shlomo Mishtochen and being shtadlus and bitochen and amuna, and he runs out. Why? $60 is going to lose $60. Asafik is going to lose $60. So he's not holding yet there, right? He's in the middle of talking to Rabbi Shlomo. He's not yet holding there. Everybody's got to know where they're really holding. You got to know where you're really holding. Don't fool yourself. Rabbi Yosechai Zonneville did very little shtadlus. One time his wife Pinington said to him, "Listen, dear husband, we have nothing to eat in the house. Go. You have to do something." He said, "Okay, you're right." So he looked at him, took his hat, took his rachlerekel, put it on, goes outside. Well, he has no idea what he's going to do. He has to do shtadlus. He walks outside, walks, he sees a glitter on the floor. Glitter on the floor, there's a gold coin there. Picks it up, comes home, says, "Here." And looks back, takes back his jacket, hangs it back up, takes open the gemara, goes back. And that was it. That was level shtadlus. He did it. That's a level. Yosechai Zonneville, a level. We're not on that level. We have to do shtadlus. But we have to be talking. You work your way up. You have to be talking. All right, person has to be talking. Maybe talking. What was the guard of Yosef? Yosef was a murdered guard. Ashrei Agever Shesom Hashem Miftachai. Ashrei Agever. Yosef is the mamish, the Baal Bitochen. He is the one who's Beteh Hashem. And look at how Beteh Hashem, the Ksav Sefer and Atshuva points out that he had Shechina Shire because he was Beteh Simcha. A Yid was Besimcha. How could a Yid be Besimcha? Because he knows the Rebbe Yisrael is with him. That's the only way he could be besimcha. How could he even be besimcha in Mitzrayim? Take it away from Yaakov Avinu. It's impossible. The only way to be besimcha is because he realized, yeah, he lost Yaakov Avinu, but he has the Rebbe Yisrael in a direct way, standing with him. Mamish, the helicopter above him. It's the Rebbe Yisrael, the Mamish. He's besimcha because the Rebbe Yisrael is with him. He's besimcha, he's Rebbe Yisrael with him. Murdik Madrega B'tzach. Murdik. You want to know how special and how high his level is? How much bitachon is he supposed to be? How much shishtalus is he supposed to be doing? Let's take a look. How much shishtalus did he do? He mentioned, by the way, to the Sarah Mashkin, Kiyim Zichartani. Vihiskartani said two words of remembering him. So up the medrash for those two words, he had to sit in jail 2 years. That was already two words too much. You want to know what kind of madrega bitachon Yosef is? That two words of shishtalus is already too much. That's what a madrega was. That's the godless. The whole medrash is godless of Yosef. You want to know how special Yosef is to be talking? That even two words of Ishtalos was two words too much. And for that he had to sit 2 extra years to relearn what real his level of talking that he really is at. That's Yosef. And we're not holding that level. Everybody has to have his level. The Devar Yecheskel writes there, Shinam Rav, the Baal Shem who came to a matzah that he was poshut. He had no food for Shabbos. So he had two Ishtalos. He went to a rich man's door, knocked on the door, and he left. Guy came out, opened the door. There's nobody there. I'm wondering, who knocked on my door? This is a person. He runs after him. He says, "Whoa, what did you want?" He says, "I knocked the door. I don't have anything to eat. So why didn't you stay there?" I had to do a shtadlus. Knock on the door. More than that, I'm not holding my door. The guy took care of him. There's a shtadlus. Again, we're not a such a madrega. But everybody has to realize his madrega. He has to be mishtadl with the madrega also and be batech Hashem. And everybody has a level of bitachon. The biggest riot. We don't work on Shabbos. People don't work on Shabbos. There's money to be made on Shabbos. People are in business. There's a lot of money to be made on Shabbos. Right? Person's a doctor, you can make money on Shabbos. Person's construction, make construction on Shabbos. You can do a lot of things on Shabbos, make money. We're Beteach Hashem. It's a much bigger bracha not to be open on Shabbos than to be open on Shabbos. But exactly the opposite is true. The 6 days of the week are going to be Gevench, Likra, Shabbos, Chul, Benel, Hakim, Mekar, HaBracha. Fakeret, Shabbos is the bracha. What?
They have no bitachon. The Jews who do work on
Shabbos. People who do work on Shabbos, they're missing bitachon, obviously. Why are they working on Shabbos? They're frugal. They're not going to have parnasa, right? So it's a big madrega. Now, to us today in America, it's not such a big challenge, but there was a time where it was a tremendous challenge in America to work on Shabbos. People got fired for not working on Shabbos. Tremendous nesoyin, right? A tremendous, tremendous nesoyin where people had to work on Shabbos. Tremendous nesoyin. But again, l'maisa, presented by Teach Hashem, presented by Teach Hashem, and realize what it is to work, what should the bracha of Shabbos is, and to realize what's going to come of him, what a bracha he's going to get. Everything, a person has to be tough, and he realized this is the way it's supposed to be. He realized the Rabbi Nishim is here. Heard recently on a tape, one of the big Dalim during the war, one of the big heroes of Yidden during the war, a time, a very sad time, but we had heroes. One of them was Rav Weissmandel. Came night to Rashiva, it was the aide of the night to Rav. Yeah, he was busy running. He was on a train to Auschwitz. He jumped the train, saved himself. And after that, he was busy bribing Germans and saving him. He had his hand in saving several thousands of Yidden. He was cabling the White House, single-handedly made a tumult to save thousands more Yidden right at the end of the war in 44. Tremendous person. At one point, he was hiding out in a bunker for a few months. Hiding out in a bunker, he had no svarim. A tamachama, ilu yotzim. It's an ilu yotzim. A big, big tamachama. He had no svarim. He had one sefer Tanakh. You don't have a tzar, you don't have a gemara, you don't have a medrash, you don't have a rambam, you don't have a shulchan aruch, you don't have nothing. You don't have a chadusha ben chaim alevi al rambam, you have nothing. A misos yeshorim, you have a tanakh. A tanakh, okay, you have a tanakh. Satra tanakh. So you think that he's going to look back and say, oh, the tzar of those days, okay, good, there's lots of tzar going on. But tzar ben tamachom, sit alone with one sefer tanakh. What happened because he sat with that tanakh? You know what happened? And today, in worldwide Kiruv organizations, one of the biggest things they talk about is what they call dilugim. How you see spacing of letters in Tanakh that is no way of understanding it other than it's divine. There's no way other than understanding it's Rabbi Shul. You space this letter, and you come up with Moir de Gazach. Hoping the Parsha Kuni, you see iron in it. Oh, you mean there's whole swarm written on it. There's whole courses given on this. There's whole books written on this. They teach it in seminaries. They teach it in schools. They makar people with this. Oh, you mean how did this all happen? Rav Weizmann was sitting in the bunker, started learning Tanakh. He started noticing this. After, you know, he's sitting with this day after day with a Tanakh. My, he's machadish this Yisoid, till he made a whole study of it, wrote notes, and ad hayom, today, the schus of that limud saves hundreds and maybe thousands of neshamas mekarvim. When a person understands, the Rabbi Shalom is there, you're nachayshich, the Rabbi Shalom is there, there's a moira to ga'or, the Abish is there, the person has to realize. Person, I might have pens on person bitochen. Yosef was the ultimate Baal bitochen, that on him we can have a time that he said these two words. But you see this Indian of the Rabbi Shalom's there, and the Rabbi Shalom makes the plans. As we said over Shalshudas, the brothers went, the Shva Shifteka, it says they went to Shechem and then to Daisan, Lirais Es Sain. There's a Nakuda over the word S. When there's Nakudas in the Torah, that means it takes away Pashim Shah. Takes away. So what is it? Zakrashi, they went Lirais Es Atzman. They went to take care of themselves. Sounds like very, very stinging rebuke of the Shifteka. They went to take care of themselves. We understand Shifteka, every move they made is L'shem Shamayim. What's the shot? They went to take care of themselves. Zokta Taz Murdik. It's all a rikus here, but at the end he says, what happened by them going to be Dreyat Zayin? You know, somebody goes, you do something, you think you know what you're doing. They went to be Dreyat Zayin. As far as they're concerned, that's what they're doing. But in essence, what are they doing? They're Dreyat Zayin. Yosef Atzai is going to come after them, which they had no idea was going to happen, that Yaakov is going to send Yosef. Yosef is going to come. They're going to get upset at Yosef. They're going to end up putting him in a bor. Yosef is going to get sold. He's going to go to Mitzrayim. And after they get reunited, what does Yosef tell them? Don't feel bad, I'm here. Because what am I doing here? Lemichya, I'm here to support you. I'm here in the years of famine to give you food. Lirois es atzmon zoktetaz. They're here to support themselves. That's why they're there. Why? Because ultimately, turn after turn after turn, what ends up? This whole thing's going to lead to Yosef supporting them in Mitzrayim. Lirois es atzmon. It's not something they knew consciously. It's nothing they're doing. But the Rabbi Yisrael already has in mind, lirois es atzmon. You think you know what you're doing, the Rabbi Shalom has plans way beyond what you're doing. Just do what's right, and you'll see Lirois Es Atzmon. Lirois Es Atzmon. There's a Merdek and Medrash here in this week's parasha. After Mechiris Yosef, Zok the Medrash after Mechiris Yosef, that the brothers are still busy reeling with the Mechirim. Yaakov Avinu's Besake Betanisa is Nebuch Ovel. 22 years, he's busy Nebuch. Ruvein, Besakim, Tanisa doing tshuva. He's still doing tshuva. He took his father's bed in the wrong with the mice with Bila, and now with the mice with the bar, he feels responsible. Yosef is busy in Mitzrayim, sad. Besakim, Tanisa, he's up to Medrash. What's Yehuda doing? Yehuda goes gets married. Yehuda decides to get married at that time. Okay, that's strange. And here's the strangest thing. And what's the Rabbi Nesholim doing? The Rabbi Nesholim is busy creating Oyre Shel Mashiach. Oyre Shel Mashiach. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? Dr. Reb Rabin of Peshitzchah, you see over here, interesting. What is the last thing before the Rabbeinu Shalom is bringing Mashiach? Yehuda go gets married. What's the pshat? Everybody is wallowing in pain. Yaakov Avinu and Yosef in the Shiftei Kotz, Geferlich. Geferlich, they're not moving on. What's going to be? What's going to be with HaKlal Yisrael if nobody moves on? What's going to be? What's going to be with us? Yehuda, Zokter Eber Abinim, Yehuda, who's the one who got the most, because he was the one in charge, and he, in essence, so to speak, was the one that made the decision and took the fall. Now the Shiftei Kotz had tainus on him. What did he do? Yehuda said, enough is enough. I'm not staying in the past. I'm not stuck in the past. I'm going to start a future. I'm getting married again. I'm going to get married. How right that was, we see from the next Tikkun Medrash. So the Medrash, the Rabbeinu Shalom is busy taking Eretz Mashiach. What made the Rabbeinu Shalom create Eretz Mashiach? Yehuda's ready to move forward. And where is that Eretz Mashiach coming from? From Yehuda moving forward. Yehuda moves forward, marries, has Erva Einan, has a daughter-in-law, Tamar, and eventually he marries Tamar, and that's where Mashiach's coming from. From Peretz, their oldest, Peretz, Chetz, and Roman, another, Salman Bayas, Oved, Yishai, David, Mashiach. Why? Because he's ready to move on. So Rabbi Nishim says, you have no idea what you're doing. You're ready to move on. I'm making Mashiach. And that move, I'm making Mashiach. Person does his ishtadlus. His ishtadlus. He does his. He goes, moves on. Yosef moves on. He's besimcha. Yehuda moves on. He starts over again. What a godless it is. What it means. A person has problems. Yes, people have real problems. People have things that hold them back. Tzoris, daigis, and mentally they feel held back. They can't move on. Come to Rabbi Nishon, the Medrash is telling us, move on. Don't stay where you are. Realize that I'm with you, Zokter Rabbi Nishon. Realize as Yosef did, that Imai Nechi Betzara. Realize it. Still be besimcha, as only Yosef Atzadik was able to be. And Nishnar them, move on. Yehuda marries again, and it's Eirish HaMashiach. And now there's going to be Eirish HaMashiach. Mashiach is going to come dafka from that. As we said, Shalosh Hudos, Yosef says to the Saramashka at the end of the interpretation of the dream, he says, Ki im zechartani itcha. And we said, it's a shver aloshin, Ki im zechartani itcha. Ki typically means because. Tells the interpretation of a dream. So now he's asking him to help out. So that's a post-interpretation, a request. Tutmar HaTayva, I'm asking you a help, I'm asking you a favor. And it's a big favor. Saramashkin, he's leaving the jail. He's going to look at Yosef. He's going to think about Yosef. Yosef needs to ask him a favor. What's pshat? He links it to Kiyim Zechatani. L'chair, this has bothered Rashi. And Rashi says, Rashi's aloshin, Asher im Zechatani itchem. This is Chum tries to imagine Rashi. L'chair, that's what's bothering Rashi. What's the key? What's the key? We said over that when Napoleon was on his relentless march through Europe, and he went east, and he conquered, and he had victory after victory. He got to the area of Kovna. Briskerov said over from Chaim Brisker, Chaim Brisker said he has a Masur Ishmapish. That Napoleon got there, and after one of these major victories, had a feast, a royal feast, fit for royalty. And at this feast, he wanted speakers. He had every religious leader in the area come and speak. And what did they say? They all did Khanifa. Chamf and Napoleon, how great he is, what a genius he is, and his victories, and how it's going to be, and his pashit, and he's the ordained one. And everybody said, Ishtikul Torah. And Napoleon gets tired of his whole business. How many hours can you hear? You know, Khanifa, how many hours can you hear? He had enough. And he calls it over his advisor, and he says to him, I see no yid here. There's no yid over here. And I didn't bring a yid. He says, go find me a yid. I want to hear what the yid have to say. Go find me a rav. Go find the yid. He went out. He found him. They're in a shtetl near Kovn. He found the rav in the city. Tells him that you're in a summit to Napoleon. The yid was in a pachad. He summoned to Napoleon. Schleps in there. No choice. Comes in. He looks at Napoleon. Napoleon says, I want you to speak. And he says, speak. Hey, it's Napoleon. The king should, the emperor should excuse me. It's not my thing. I speak to my oilim and religious things. We talk Torah, we talk about Halacha, we talk about Derech Eretz and Yir Shamayim, and but it's not my thing. He says, no. Tell me, I want you to tell me the outlook of Torah. That's what I want to hear. I want exactly, that's why I called you. I want to hear the Torah's outlook here. He says, okay. And he asked him discussion. Maybe it was this week's parasha, I don't know. He asked him this parasha. What's the answer? And he answered the answer. He answered the question. He said, the answer is like this. He said, when a government jails one of their employees, there's two kinds of employees. You have a lower level person working there. They call today a civil servant or a bureaucrat. And he works there. When he gets in prison, he thinks to himself, listen, he's a low level guy. As they say in Yiddish, it's no big thing to jail him. The government doesn't lose much. But now that he's jailed, they're going to make an investigation. If he's taka, didn't do anything, the investigation will show and it'll clear him. And he'll be in good shape. Nothing will happen. He'll get his job back. So he has plenty of hope. There's plenty of hope. If, on the other hand, the high-level minister is jailed, he is in terribly, terrible shape. Because they wouldn't dare put him in jail unless they have serious, serious evidence. And they've already gone through the Drisha Hakira and checked it out. They already see that there's problems. But otherwise, they never would have put him in jail to begin with. And the fact that he's in jail, that means he's probably finished. And maybe he has protection. He'll use it to try to get out. But to ever claim his job back, that's nobody would even dream of that. Saramashkim is in jail. He's a high-ranking minister. He dreams. And he taka dreams. And Yosef tells him, what's your dream? You taka dreamt, you're going back. And it's not a dream, it's a reality. It's exactly what's going to happen. But it's a pella bazach. How could that be? A high-ranking minister jailed, and he's going to, not only is he going to get off free, he's going to get his job back. It's unheard of. It makes no sense. It must be that they jailed him without checking the evidence. Vaharai is going to get out. How can that be? How would they jail a minister without evidence? It never happens. You want to know the answer? The answer is right here in Chumash. Key in, because you know why you were jailed, and it makes no sense why you were jailed. Key only for one reason and one reason only. Im zechartani itcha. You're in jail to look at me, to remember me. That's what you're in jail. You're in jail to meet me, the Yidolim. To meet me and get me out of here. That's what you're here for. And that makes it even stronger to base a Levi de Recheskel's word. What kind of dakistikish shtadlus he did over here. This is the whole point. And even on that, in Shemayim, they held Yosef to be on such a high level. And we see a high level. He's a Yid B'Simcha, Shechina Shaira on him. Ksav Sefer Natshuva. We're not about Ksav Sefer Drush. Ksav Sefer Natshuva. It's like a high level, expected of Yosef. It's not beyond our level. But yet, Yosef tells Kibbutz Chayim, that's the whole purpose of it. And that Jew, the Rav, told Napoleon, that's why. How could you succeed so easily? As opposed to every other religious figure that was there at the feast. How did you succeed so easily? How did you get into Eastern Europe? At that time, you're still succeeding Eastern Europe. How were you Matzliach? You're Matzliach for one reason only. Look at us eating here. We're oppressed. We're denied basic rights. We're denied basic human decency. Come here. Raise us up to the level of a regular citizen. Give us back epis a right. Give us our dignity. That's why you were Matzliach. And Napoleon shook his hand and was maskil to him. And historically, Napoleon had a good eye for the Yidden. And a gefil for the Yidden. A person has absolutely no ideas. Things happen. Sometimes we're zeich and esgal. At the end of the day, you see, what this whole thing happened. Mamish happened like this. It should happen because Baishal helps. Baishal mamish. It happens all the time. A person walks here, goes there, and he meets up with somebody, and he chaps a shmuz, and from that comes a business association, gets a job or a shidduch or something or a chizik. Who knows what? There's so much happens. So much happens. It's never chance. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom pulling the strings. Kiyim zichartani. But a person has to start off with the tefillah and know that the Rabbeinu Shalom orchestrates the world. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. A person realizes that. It's the chizik beforehand is ayin menorah. And the emes advarim is that we're getting into Chanukah and you see the same thing. Chanukah. The Rambam coins Chanukah mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'oid. The mitzvah of Chanukah is very dear. What's the pshat? Mitzvah Chanukah is very dear. Chanukah is very dear. What's the pshat? The Yidden had a mechama. Mamish. Rambam miyatim, gibor miachaloshim, v'chule, all the things we're going to say in Al Nisim in a couple nights. And they come back, and they have to take care of the Beis Hamikdash. And now they want to show that, after all, what did they fight for? The Yevonim did not threaten them physically. What did they fight for? They fought for Yiddishkeit. They fought for the Rabbi Yisrael. They fought for Klal Yisrael keeping the Torah. That's what they fought for. They came back to the Beis Hamikdash. And the Beis Hamikdash is in terrible shape. There's tumah there. They take away parts of the mizbeach. They meshakets it and put it in the lishkan. The menorah is gone. They had to start with a new menorah. They didn't have money. The menorah shalait. It's all sugi and gemara. Menorah shalait is good enough, not good enough. They have a cheap menorah. Whatever it is, they have a cheap menorah. Oil's all tummy. There's no kosher oil. So what happens? A miracle happens. Mamash a miracle. Mamash shalait derech hatav. A miracle happens. What's this miracle? They find a pach shemetz untouched by the Yevonim that systematically went through the Beis Hamikdash and didn't loot the Beis Hamikdash like a grub, a barbarian. No, the Yevonim are classy people, they're educated people. They're not going to start up in Gashmis, they start up in Ruchnis. They're metame the whole Mikdash. That's what they did. They took down walls that separate, that said you can't go any further. They wanted to make the Beis Hamikdash a beautiful place. Make it a place, a museum, a cultural museum. There's no Shaykhus, the Yiddishkeit. Let's make it a cultural museum. They appreciate it, the aesthetics of it. After all, these are the wisest people in the world. Dada Yoim, Aristotle, Rambam brings him Kesavim. We still have Chachmas Ayvon today, in math and other places. We still use them. So what are they? They're metame everything. So what's the Eitzim? Tumut Betzibah, really, we have the answer. Pashut. Anybody? You know, Nalacha, Tumut Betzibah, it's not a problem. Use the oil. But a special nes happens. What was the purpose of the nes? Freik the Cham Tzvi, Pnei Shua. What's the purpose of the nes? Merdik a nes, beautiful nes. Who needs a nes? Why would a nes happen for nothing? The nes happens, Zot the Cham Tzvi, Pnei Shua. It didn't happen for any halachic reason. Pilip Lohan. A nes did not happen for halachic reasons. It happened to show that the Rabbeinu Shel loves us. That's why the nes happened. The chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. Imagine this, we went to Muhammad. Why did we go to Muhammad? For the Rabbeinu Shel, we went to the Muhammad. We went to Klal Yisrael and keep the Torah. And we come back, we face a Beis Hamikdash. It's kosher, but it's not geshmak. It's tameh, it's b'di'evet. The Rabbeinu Shel says, you did for me, the Rabbeinu Shel, I'm going to do for you. I'm going to show you the Imai Enochi B'tzor. I'm with you. Imai Enochi B'nitzochen. No Imai Enochi B'tzor. Imai Enochi B'nitzochen. The Rabbeinu Shel is here. There's no way to understand that Pach Shemen is around. Only to understand that the Rabbeinu Shel was right here. That the Muhammad ended up with the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel in a time, already middle of Bayis Sheni, there's no Nevi'im anymore. Nevi'im are finished. Nevi'im were finished by the beginning of Bayis Sheni. That's the end of the Nevi'im. We're already 200 years after that. There's no more Nevi'is in Klal Yisrael. There's no more Nevi'im. So think of it as a time. Obviously, it's a lot different than us, but it's already like us. There's no Nevi'im. And the Rabbeinu Shel openly shows. It's not only that, there's no open miracles like there used to be. Beis Hamikdash is nothing like it was in Bayis Rishon. And the Rabbeinu Shel openly shows, I'm here for you. I'm here, and the Rabbeinu Shel says the appreciation that he has for Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael went out for Muhammad for the Rabbeinu Shel, the Rabbeinu Shel is here for us. So the whole thing is, the lashon is, was for Chavivus. To show how the Eibusha loves us. By Bazai, Eibusha loves us. It's a two-way street. We love the Rabbeinu Shel because we realize the Rabbeinu Shel is here. That's the Iker. So the Rambam, Chaviva Yad Ma'oi, it's a Mardik Chaviv, Mardik Chaviv. How Chaviv is it? The Chavivus translates to Halacha. Translates to Halacha, Taisis, and Sukkah, Sakasha. Why do we find a Raya over here? It's a mitzvah, Raya, Bracha for a Raya, Ner Hanukkah, Raya. Who ever heard of such a thing? Wait, no, I come into Shul, I see I'm very still, I should make a Bracha, Raya, Raya, Tefillin. Well, where is this Raya coming from? There are different roots. Pashup Shad is because it was made for people who don't have a Chanukah Lech. They're Raya. People are flying. They're going to miss Chanukah Lech. People are flying. They're Tzro. They're going to miss Chanukah Lech. Hopefully, maybe through the window of the plane, they'll see somebody's Chanukah Lech and make a Birkas Raya. But Lemaisa, what's Birkas? Tzok Taisvis? Chanukah is different. Chavivus. Don't bring rice. Chavivus are different halacha. In Psachim, at the beginning of there's a sugi of brachis, davzayin in Psachim, the shaila of making al or li, right? You make, what kind of bracha do you make? Al mitzvah tzitzis, or li satib, you make a li or an al. Al mitzvah tzvillin, li aniach tzvillin. The shaila's right, never even bracha, you have a shaila, you make it with a lamed or with an al. The Rosh brings down shaila and the Rishayim, the Ri, the Rivav, big shmuz and different shitas. The Rosh brings down, if you can do it a day shaliach, then say al. If you have to do it yourself, then do live. Frank the Rosh Akasha, so lehadlik ner Chanukah, you can do it as shaliach. Why are we saying lehadlik? So the Rosh, here Chanukah, Chavivus. It's Chavivus. You have to, you're going to do it yourself. It's Chavivus HaMitzvah. Of course you're going to do it yourself. It's Chavivus. You have to say Lil. Here you're going to say Lil. The Chavivus of Chanukah is so deep that it has Nafkaminas Lahalacha. In Shulchan Aruch only brings Mahadra, and Mahadra doesn't even bother with the Gemara. It's Pilip Ploy. Even as I say it, he can't understand it fully. Shulchan Aruch just ignores often the Gemara, ignores the Pasha Halacha. This is the Shulchan Aruch. It brings Halacha. Now Halacha is Neri Shabesed. Halacha is you want to do more Mahadra. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring anything of that. Only brings Mahadrim and Mahadrim. It's Mahadrim and Mahadrim. It's not Halacha. It's Mahadrim and Mahadrim. That's all Shulchan Aruch brings. Why? Because Chanukah is different rules. It's Chavivos. So all year round, we know Tzara or Nitzachim, the Rabbi Yisrael's here. Everything that's happening around us, the Rabbi Yisrael orchestrating us. We need to realize it and work our way up like Yosef Etzad and become a bigger Baal Bitochen, little by little by little. Become a bigger Baal Bitochen and be Mishtadal a little bit less and put more bitachon. The realization has to be true. True realization. But especially, and we're coming this Tuesday night, Be'ez Hashem, we'll come with bated breath, and we come to Chanukah. Chanukah is mamish the time where one really feels the Rabbi Yisrael is there. But just look at this Muhammad, Kibar Mechaloshim, Rama Miyatim. But really, after all that Muhammad, all the murder, the Nisan Muhammad, but what did we base the Muhammad? What did we base the Zecher of the Nes for? The Zecher of everything? The Zecher is the Pachshami. Why? Because that's where we saw the Chavivus. End of the day, that's where we saw the Chavivus. That's where we saw Rabbi Yisrael is really here. And the Iker is that this Chanukah Shemachazik ourselves, so in order Rabbi Yisrael is with us, a person can never get down. Kadosh Baruch Hu is there waving from the helicopter window. And Mela, with that Koyach, a person Taka becomes a Baal B'toch, and the Taka builds his Shaykhus Rabbi Yisrael. His davening is a different davening. He's talking to Rabbi Yisrael. It's a different davening. He's talking to Rabbi Yisrael. He's talking to Rabbi Yisrael. He knows you're here, and you know Rabbi Yisrael's here. It's a two-way street. And with that, you build Vahavta Shemalekecha, Mitzvah Daraisa, your Abbas Hashem. And with that, Ayid become close to Rabbi Shem, Tachas in the world. He's Mechabed Rabbi Shem, Chvay Geberos, Mekadu Shem Shemayim, Marbek Vay Shemayim, Shmi Zoyche, and we need to be talking, that the ultimate be talking, that we have be talking where Yidin, as we say, Napoleon on Tisha B'Av, came by, and he heard weeping going on. He sent one of his Chavar in to see, well, check it out. They went into Shul, they said it was Tisha B'Av. Comes back, tells me, yeah, happened to Chveis, Napoleon's in the late 1700s, early 1800s. He said, yeah, Chveis, 1700 years ago, 1800 years ago, they lost their temple, and they're crying now. And the guy made a joke of it to Napoleon. Napoleon said, a nation that 1800 years later can still cry about their temple, they're certainly going to get it back. That the biggest bitachin that we have every year is truly that he's Bateya, that Taker Gula Shleim is going to come. That he knows Achakale b'chol yom shiyove. That's the greatest bitachin that we have. That's taka the greatest darga. That everybody has that darga bitachin. Bemis, the schus that bitachin we should taka see it fulfilled. Be'ez Hashem, her b'yameinu, amen.